A reading from the Gospel of John. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. So they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing, if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Who are you? It's a good question. One I'm sure we all get asked, and I get asked more often than I like to say, since I travel a lot. But not just who are you, but who really deep down inside are you? Not just a name, but the you that's in there. St. Catherine had a great answer to this question given to her by Jesus in prayer one day. Jesus said to her, "I am, you are not." I like that. Who am I? I am not. Except for my relationship with the great I am. And that relationship defines me. It defined John the Baptist, right? When they asked who you are, "Not this, not this, not this, who then?" He says, "I am the voice crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" John knew that it was his call from God that made him who he was. That's how he identified himself. That's how he knew himself. And that's a much firmer foundation for defining who we are than any other we might come up with. Who we are in the eyes of God is who we most truly are. That is especially a comforting thought on those days when the world falls down around us. I can remember a day not so long ago when projects I'd been working on for months, for years, lay in ruins at my feet, all of my best work in shambles. And I thought, who am I? Why do I bother? And I realized that who I was at that moment was beloved by God. Beloved. I wasn't these failures of mine. I was the one who tried to do these things for love of God and was loved by God whether or not they worked or not. I was still beloved by God in the midst of failure. And then when I probed that a little deeper, who are you? I recognize that I am the one called by God to do these things that I had just failed at. And recognizing that gave me the strength to stand up, dust myself off, pick up a few pieces and try again to make something. Our relationship with God defines who we are in the most essential way. And that tells us what we should do. That gives us the comfort, the stability to carry on when things are tough. And it gives us a reason why to keep trying. Because we are all beloved of God, and we are all called by God to work for the kingdom.